Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Just finished training here at Witton Park Wednesday evening. Good session. I have with me just now our number 9, Wilfred Boney. I mean, Will Hanbury. Will, how are you, pal?
I'm good.
How was the training tonight?
Oh, it was good. The fitness thing, I thought that'll be good preparation for Sunday. And like the in the short areas, that was good for getting our touch up.
Good, good. You're right. The bleep test, is it a bit of a struggle?
Yeah, it was a bit hard, but I thought I paced myself at the start very well. So, and I came well, technically second, or joint second with quite a few.
Yeah,
so
few boys with it.
Happy with that.
Good, good. You're right, wee man. It's about building up stamina and knowing being able to get that burst. And I think we touched on it after training there. There's one or two boys, Ben and myself, think should be doing a wee bit better, eh?
Yeah.
But it is what it is, and the small-sided game, that's the idea about getting the ball moving and getting the ball moving quick. Anyway, well, striker number 9, you've been with us, what?
Is that my fourth season?
Fourth season?
Yeah.
Coming from the dark side across the road. Yeah. How'd you enjoy it?
I found it amazing. It's a big step up from Roy, because the football and all the players, it's just the play style is very different.
Yeah, I have to say, Ben and I spoke about this a wee while ago. I don't mind admitting, when you first came, it was a bit of I think you struggled a wee bit initially. Yeah,
I did struggle. But
you got into it. You got into it quite quick. I think probably what helped was that eventually playing with better players, I think. And also probably what's helped you now, you started playing as a left-sided midfielder with us, didn't you?
Yeah.
When Ryan Dunwoody was here. But it was always our long-term aim to play as a striker. Where do you prefer to play?
Striker. I started off there, so I always prefer to play there.
And how many goals you scored this season?
Not counted. About maybe
15. Good. Decent return. Do you have a target?
20.
All right.
Very
okay. Starting on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Bag a couple.
Two.
Good. All right. I'll be happy with that wee man. Right. How do you think the season's gone?
Well, I think we started off very strongly. Mm-hmm. We've kind of been slacking in the last couple of games. I think getting beat 6-1 by Celtic boys can put our confidence down a bit. Mm-hmm. And we lost to Pitford, which we shouldn't have ever lost that.
Yeah, it's probably a fair shout. I think it got to a stage that everybody was really concentrating on the Scottish Cup, which obviously is a massive competition, and we've done wonderfully well, but I think that was to the detriment of the rest of the games that we had to play. Certainly, the game against Riverside, we didn't turn up. That was really, really disappointing. And the Pitford game, when we beat them 6-1 here, as excellent as we were, they weren't 6-1 worse than what we were. And I think the boys went into the game through there. I get the pitch wasn't the best, but we didn't really get the breaks that day either. However, boys just weren't up for it the way they should be.
I think we all thought that since we beat them 6-1 in the past, we thought, this is going to be another 6-1
game. That's right. But overall, the season, have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's really good.
What was your highlight?
It's hard between scoring the winner in the last few minutes against Riverside or scoring two against Banff. That was really good, those two.
You were excellent up against Banff, I have to say. You were really, really... Everybody was good up in Devon, up in Banff against Devon Vale. But, look, goals is what it's about for you. But over the season, we've brought in some players to complement our already good squad. What do you think of the boys that's come in?
I think they've been really good, like Aidan, who came from Dundee, and Blake. I think because when I first started, I didn't really have a strike partner.
You've done a lot of work yourself.
So I think having Blake has really helped me, and I think we play to each other's strength. We've got good communication.
Yeah.
And Aidan, we didn't really have a player who can play those World Cup winning passes. So having him
is. It is. I think. What I think that the obviously qualities come in with Corby and Finlay, the daft goalie. He's bonkers, eh?
Never shuts up.
But they've obviously brought in quality as well. But what Ben and I see in the likes of Blake and Aidan Lockhart in particular is desire.
Yeah.
They've got great desire, and me and Ben were always on about that, you know, in the physical games. Mm-hmm. We've got to, sometimes it's really got to be dragged out of you rather than going into the game with that desire already there, okay? Banff was great. We have had a successful season. We could do better, but hopefully we'll continue to push on. Going, looking forward to Sunday now. You excited about that?
Yeah, we think about all holidays basically. Oh, yeah? Preparing for that.
Good lad. You've been keeping yourself in shape in the holidays?
Yeah, I've been going out like every single day just playing football, really.
Good at the grassy? Yeah. I'll keep an eye out for you, alright, wee man?
I've done like money for pitches.
Good lad, good lad. Yeah. How do you see the game going?
Well, I think we're going to win, because like, from the previous like result, we did beat them like quite
easily.
We
don't do that. We don't talk about the previous. We'd go in as if it's a fresh
piece
of paper.
It's a cup final, so
right.
Anything can happen. So
you're
like,
right,
you,
wee man.
You get one chance at it.
You're absolutely right.
It'll just be like the Celtic Boys game or the Banff game. I think
the Celtic, just looking back at that very briefly, the Celtic Boys Club, I think a lot of boys let themselves down that day. I don't know whether it was the occasion, because it was a great pitch, we had good referees, good officials, but there was a lot of boys that didn't turn up. But here, we'll move on from that. It's a good learning experience, and that'll stand us in good stead for, I'm hoping, for this Sunday. What do you think Canoosti will be like?
I think they'll definitely be up for it.
Uh-huh.
I really want to get one back on us. Technically, they're like still a very good side.
Yeah.
But I think if they play their best, we play our best, I think we should comfortably win.
I think you hit the nail on the head. If we play our best and they play our best, you'd only be one winner.
Yeah.
Stevie Grogan just spoke there, and he mentioned that he thinks they're a physical side. Mm. I don't think they are that physical, Carnoustie. I think they try to get the ball down and play. Looking at the size of the pitch up at North End, you guys will love it, and I think it, me personally, I think it suits our game, but we'll have to be up for it. We really have to be up for it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Right, before we go, a few things about yourself. Wilfred Boney, I mean Hanbury, how old are you?
13.
13, cheesy peeps.
Birthday was 12th of March.
Brilliant. Got brothers or sisters?
I got one brother, he's 10 a few days ago.
Okay, right, living Monifieth?
Yeah.
It's a great wee town, that, isn't it?
I know, it's
good. Okay. Who's your favourite football team?
Man United.
Man United, that's in England, pal.
I know, but my dad like, was brought there.
Don't bother about your dad, I'm asking you, not your dad.
I know, right, United.
Okay. Dundee United?
Oh, they're my second. Like, I go to every Dundee United game.
Good, good. Right, okay, we've got where we need to be. Well done, Will. Right, who's your favourite player?
I really like Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. Is he your type of player, is he?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Go to Monifieth High School?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you play for the school?
Yeah.
Good lad. Right. Tell us something that we don't know about you.
I've had to go to hospital twice because I've split my head open on two occasions.
Cheesy peeps. Right, but you're all right now?
Yeah.
And you're fit for Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, listen, Will, it's been a pleasure. All right? I wish you all the very best for Sunday.
Thank you.
What I didn't mention to Stevie, and I should have, you go out there and enjoy it, wee man. All right?
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoy it and you do your best, that's all we can hope for, and we'll get a positive result, okay?
Yeah.
All the best, pal, for Sunday and the rest of the season. Yeah. All right? Good
Thank
lad.
You.